We're visiting with Special Agent Rafael Matei with the DEA, and coming up on April 26th is Take Back Day. Thanks for visiting with us, Special Agent. Now, can you tell us exactly what Take Back Day is?
Yeah, happy to. Take Back Day is where we set out collection points across all of South Dakota and have people bring us their unused or expired medicines that are sitting around in their, you know, medicine cabinets and at home. As you mentioned, it will take place on Saturday, April 26th, and our collection points will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that day.
Now, why is Take Back Day so important for the communities around South Dakota?
Well, I'm going to tell you that the expired medicines and the stuff that's in your medicine cabinet, it could be dangerous for people that are not the intended recipients of that medicine. We know that the 53% of people that are ages 12 or older who have obtained prescription pain meds for their non-medical use, right? They're just using it as a recreational use, have gotten it from a friend or a family member, or they get it from the medicine cabinet. This underscores the importance of safeguarding these medicines when you're taking them, but when you're done with them, you have to safely dispose of them. And we're offering safe disposal. It's completely anonymous. You can just come by and drop it off on our, you know, many locations throughout South Dakota on Saturday 26th, 10 to 2.
All right. Now, when you open up the medicine cabinet and you're looking around, what kind of medications can people bring to the Take Back site?
We will take any and all medications that people have. If you have prescription opioids, we would, you know, really encourage you to bring those in and safely dispose of them. But whatever's in your cabinets, we will take them. What we won't take, which is only a couple things, we won't take any syringes or sharps. So don't bring those because those are dangerous to throw into the bags. If you have liquid medicine, cough medicine, or any of that type of stuff, we will take those as well. Just make sure that they're tightly sealed. We don't want that stuff spilling all over the place. And like I said, it's completely anonymous. You can bring your stuff in. You yourself throw it into our collection bags. If you want to sit there and chit-chat with the people that are managing the collection sites, we're more than happy to sit there and talk to you, provide information, or just talk about the weather if it's nice out on Saturday.
All right. Sounds like a great – doesn't sound like it. It is a great thing that you guys are doing on Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, right?
Correct. April Saturday 26th, 10 to 2. If you need to find a location that's near you, please go to our website, www.deatakeback.com, and that sends you out to our portal. You can put your zip code in, you can put your address in, you can put your town, your city, and it will generate a list of the closest collection sites available to you from your home. Like you mentioned, 10 to 2, you can drive by, you can, you know, come out, hang out for a bit, and just bring all of those expired medicines, get them out of your cabinets, get it out of your home, and we'll take care of them for you.
And there's going to be several sites all across the state of South Dakota where people can drop off their medications that are going to be available to be dropped off at the sites.
Correct. They're all over South Dakota. The best way to find out, to go to the website, www.deatakeback.com, and that will lead you to the nearest one to your home. If you can't make it out on Saturday, on that same website, there's another tab that you can, go to, and that will give you some of the permanent collection sites that are available year-round. So if you can't make it out on Saturday, you can come out throughout the year, but we do encourage you to come out on Saturday and, visit us and just, clean out those medicine cabinets.
So I was just going to ask you, sometimes real life gets in the way and you might not be able to make it out on the 26th.
That's right. And we certainly understand that. So that's why we're working closely. We're our state and local partners. They've set up these collection sites that are open year round, mostly on, you know, pharmacies and hospitals, and a lot of your local police departments will have them set up already. So, you know, check with them, but our website will lead you to the ones that are already up and running.
All right. It's Take Back Day, Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, sites all over South Dakota. Special Agent Rafael Matei with DEA, thank you very much for your time today.
Yep. Thank you for having me, and we'll hope to see you on the 26th.